The holiest days on the Jewish calendar are now underway. The Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, began last night at sundown. Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, is next week. These are the first high holidays since last year's synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh and last spring shooting at a synagogue near San Diego. As WBUR's Simone Rios reports, preparations for the holy days are now almost universally accompanied by preparations for security.
Alleluia, alleluia. It's just a few hours before the start of Rosh Hashanah, and the band at Congregation Mishkan Tefillah is rehearsing the Hebrew song Hallelujah. Rabbi Marsha Plum says with the documented rise in anti-Semitic acts in Massachusetts, her congregation turns to the members who are Holocaust survivors for wisdom.
They have learned how to fashion a new life out of the ashes of the old. And so in times of fear and times of anxiety like we live in our society at the moment, and they are the best example of how to live through that fear and anxiety and how to embrace the good in life.
The Anti-Defamation League of New England reports that 2018 saw the second highest number of anti-Semitic acts of harassment, vandalism, and assault in Massachusetts, second only to the year before. Rabbi Plum says security has to be in place in order to celebrate the holidays, but like most rabbis these days, she says congregations have to be careful not to let security overshadow the celebrations. While there are rabbis who have begun to encourage their members to learn to use firearms and to bring them to temple, Rabbi Bill Hamilton at Congregation Kehilleth Israel in Brookline says that job is best left to police. In addition to Brookline police and private security, Hamilton says a number of his members are trained to monitor for suspicious activity.
Those who are most attuned to the need for security and safety are actually part of the volunteer corps that is working very, very hard to pay attention, to stay alert to behavioral irregularities, and to keep us safe without the presence of a firearm.
At Chabad House in Chestnut Hill, Rabbi Mendy Uminer says he doesn't want to know about whether his members decide to bring guns to temple. Uminer cites the Torah, which advises to stay away from hurting and to stay away from war. Uminer says the Torah also recognizes that sometimes war and sometimes weapons can prevent death and hate. But he wants to focus on the message of Rosh Hashanah, which he says embodies the current times.
On Rosh Hashanah, we take an apple and we dip it into honey. One of the reasons and interpretations given is because honey comes from a sting of a bee. Yet you think it might hurt, but then honey comes out of it. And we ask God and we pray that even the stings and everything that we see in our lives, we take the honey and the sweetness that comes out of it.
Uminer says despite the sting of anti-Semitism, most people in Massachusetts, Jews and non-Jews alike, are more concerned with unity than hatred. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.